Just when you think you've sort of got a handle on the cyber threats out there, something new pops up.
Always something.
Yeah, and right now it's this group called Luna Moth, or Silent Ransom Group, SRG. They're hitting US companies, especially like legal and finance, but the approach is, well, it's a bit of a curveball.
It really is. Instead of locking things down right away with ransomware, they're sneaking in.
Sneaking.
How so? They're quietly stealing sensitive data first. Then it's basically, old-fashioned extortion. Pay up or we leak it.
Ah, okay. So less brute force encryption, more stealth and blackmail.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how they've evolved. Luna Moth wasn't always like this.
Oh, they have a history.
Yeah, they were linked to Bizarre Call, which was kind of an entry point for big ransomware like Ryuk and Conti.
Right, Conti. That name rings a bell. Didn't they dissolve or something?
They did back in early 2022.
Yeah.
And it seems like Luna Moth pivoted right after that,
Yeah.
which really shows how adaptable these groups are.
You wonder if defenses against traditional ransomware got better, so they just shifted focus.
Could be. It's like hardening one door just makes them look for an open window, And this time the window is the human element.
Exploiting trust. Which brings us to their main tactic now, this callback phishing, impersonating IT help desks.
It's pretty insidious. It plays on that inherent trust people have in their IT support.
Oh, okay. So that's what we need to dig into today. How this callback phishing works, why it's frankly so effective, and crucially, what you can do to protect yourself or your company. Let's unpack it. Where does it start?
It all kicks off with an email. And this is where the social engineering really comes into play.
Fake emails, right? But convincing ones.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
Designed to look exactly like they came from your own internal IT department.
What kind of things do they say?
Usually some made-up tech issue, something plausible, maybe a bit urgent sounding,
Yeah.
to make you react without thinking too much.
Like urgent security alert or account compromised, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Or maybe a notification about a fake software update that needs, quote, immediate action. The key is always getting you to call a number they provide.
Ah, okay. Not clicking a link in the email, but making a phone call.
That's the hook, because when the employee calls that number,
They get a real person.
yes, but it's a threat actor playing the part of a helpful IT technician. They sound legitimate, authoritative, maybe even, calming.
Don't worry, we'll sort this out for you.
Precisely. And they guide the victim through what seem like normal troubleshooting steps.
And I'm guessing those steps aren't so innocent.
Not at all. The fake tech support agent walks them through downloading a remote access tool.
Okay, like TeamViewer or something similar.
Yeah, exactly that kind of software. They frame it as, oh, I just need you to install this so I can connect and fix the problem for you.
And here's the clever part, right? They're not actually using malware at this point.
Correct. No malware involved directly in gaining that initial access. They use legitimate remote monitoring and management software, RMM tools.
What are some examples?
Things like Synchro, SuperOps, Zoho Assist, Atera, AnyDesk, Splashtop. Tools IT pros use every single day for legitimate remote support.
Wow, so the tools themselves are legit.
Totally legit.
Yeah.
And that's why this is so tricky.
Because they're signed, digitally signed.
Exactly. They often have a valid digital signature, which is like a stamp of approval. Your system sees the software and thinks, okay, this is trustworthy.
So it can just waltz past security alerts.
Often, yes.
Yeah.
Because the software itself isn't malicious, it's how the attackers use it after it's installed. That's the threat.
Okay. That's sneaky.
And they add another layer of credibility. They set up fake IT support websites.
To make the whole thing look even more real.
Hosted on domains that look almost identical to the real company's domain. Like maybe adding a hyphen or help desk to the name.
Like companynamesupport.com instead of companyname.com.
Something subtle like that. Easy to miss if you're not looking closely, especially if you're feeling pressured by the fake urgent issue.
And these aren't just one or two sites, are they?
No. Researchers, like those at Eclectic IQ, found at least 37 of these lookalike domains, many registered through GoDaddy. It shows real planning.
Definitely sounds organized. Okay, so the victim calls, gets tricked into installing the RMM tool. Now what? The attacker is effectively inside.
Pretty much. They've essentially handed over the keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
The attacker has direct remote control.
So it's not automated at this point. There's a person actively controlling the victim's machine.
Yes, it becomes a hands-on intrusion. A real person is driving.
And what are they doing once they have that control? Just looking around.
They start moving laterally. Think
Yeah.
of it like exploring. They jump from that first compromised machine to other connected systems on the network.
Trying to find the good stuff.
Exactly. Searching local drives, shared network folders, looking for sensitive files, financial records, customer data, legal documents, intellectual property, anything valuable.
And how do they get that data out once they find it? Still using legit tools.
Often, yes. They might use something like WinSCP, which uses SFTP, a standard secure file transfer method, or maybe ArcLone, which syncs data to cloud storage.
Again, hiding in plain sight by using normal tools.
It makes detection much harder than if they were using some obviously malicious custom malware for exfiltration.
So it's a manual data grab. It requires careful monitoring of, like, file access and network traffic patterns to spot.
Right. Which brings us back to the stealthiness. Once they have the data copied, then the hammer drops.
The extortion part. They contact the company.
Mm-hmm. They reach out and say, look, we have your sensitive data.
And the price tag for keeping it quiet, is it significant?
Very. Reported demands range from $1 million up to $8 million. It likely depends on the company size and what data they got.
Wow. And if they don't pay?
The threat is that LunaMoth will publish the stolen files on their public leak site.
So just to really nail this down, the key difference from standard ransomware is no encryption, no locked files.
Correct. No file encryption. No malicious attachments initially clicked. The victim essentially opens the door themselves by installing that RMM tool.
Which makes employee awareness and verification procedures absolutely critical.
Couldn't agree more. That's the linchpin for defense here.
Okay, so what are the concrete steps organizations should be taking based on what experts are recommending?
Well, first off, the basics. Blocking the known bad stuff. Those malicious domains and IP addresses identified in reports like Eclectic IQs cut off their known infrastructure.
Makes sense. What else?
And tackling those RMM tools directly. Companies need really strict policies. Restrict or block any unauthorized RMM software on the network. Only allow approved tools used by the actual IT team.
But what if most companies sort of monitor software installs? How do these RMM tools slip through?
That's a good question. Often, legitimate RMM tools are already whitelisted, right? Because IT needs them. The attackers exploit that trust. They get the user to initiate the install, often bypassing the usual IT deployment methods that might trigger flags.
Ah, because the user did it and the tool itself is safe, it doesn't look like a typical attack.
Exactly. So beyond blocking, the human element is key. Train employees. Make them super suspicious of any unsolicited IT support request.
Like really drill it in.
Yes. Teach them to rigorously verify. If someone calls claiming to be IT, hang up. Then call the official, known internal IT help desk number yourself. Don't trust the number given in an email or by an unexpected caller.
Verify, verify, verify.
Absolutely. And technically, endpoint detection and response systems, EDR, can help.
How so?
Good EDR tools can monitor how RMM tools are being used. Look for suspicious patterns, like unusual connections or large data transfers initiated via RMM that might indicate misuse.
So behavioral analysis of the tools themselves.
Right. And finally, something that sounds simple but works. Phishing simulations.
Practice runs.
Yeah. Test your employees regularly, see who clicks, who calls. It keeps awareness high and shows where maybe more training is needed.
Okay, that's a solid set of defenses. So let's just quickly recap the core points for everyone listening.
Go for it.
LunaMoth's big thing right now is callback phishing. They pretend to be IT support.
Mm.
They gain access by tricking people into installing legitimate RMM tools, often directing them to fake websites to get the software.
Right. Tools like Zoho Assist, AnyDesk, Atera, SplashTop are commonly abused.
Crucially, this is not ransomware encrypting files. It's data theft for extortion.
Big difference. The ransom demands are huge, millions of dollars.
And the defenses. Block bad domain NACOPs, control RMM tool usage tightly, train employees relentlessly on verification.
Deploy EDR to monitor RMM activity and run phishing simulations.
That pretty much covers it.
Okay.
But, you know, blocking known domains, how effective is that really long term? Attackers can just register new ones, can't they?
That's a really good point. It's definitely a cat and mouse game. Blocking is essential hygiene. You know, you have to do it. But it's not foolproof.
Right.
They will spin up new infrastructure, which is why the other layers, the tool monitoring, the user education, the verification processes are so incredibly important. You can't just rely on block lists.
It really highlights that shift, doesn't it? Sophisticated attacks don't always need super complex malware anymore.
Not at all. Sometimes exploiting trust, like LunaMoth does, is just as, or even more, effective.
Yeah.
It targets the human operating system, you could say.
That's a chilling thought. It really makes you reconsider, you know? In a world where even the IT help desk call might be fake,
mm-hmm.
What assumptions are you making in your digital life? How can you build in that extra step, that moment of, hang on, let me just double check this through an official channel, both at work and, frankly, personally?
It's a crucial question. And, you know, the insights we've talked about come from the hard work of researchers and analysts tracking these threats, like Arda Byukaya at EclecticIQ, among others. Mm-hmm. And it also touches on why robust, security-focused IT support, whether internal or from providers like Technetean, is so vital for businesses trying to navigate this.
Absolutely. So this, look at Lunamoth. It's a powerful reminder, isn't it? Vigilance, that questioning mindset, and sticking to security best practices, they're really not optional anymore. They're your best defense. Stay safe out there.